Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Payson here with Alex King and Bill G. Today is Tuesday, March 26, 2019. It's 4 p.m. in New York. It's 1 p.m. in Los Angeles. It is 8 p.m. in London and Sydney, Australia. You're around 7 a.m. Wherever you are in the world, thank you for joining us for another episode of LOA Today, your daily dose of happy. And I am happy that we're here and in a silly mood today, which is a good thing because my computer has been giving me a little trouble. And so if you're silly, then you don't worry about it anymore, right?
I mean,
See, that's what happened. See, I got people who are seeing the live stream will notice I have a new set of headphones today because I got tired of the, you know, the stuff that comes with the wires on it. And I got a lesson in humility today when it came to learning how to turn on a set of wireless headphones. So, you know, when that happens, you have to reach for any kind of good feeling you can. In this case, silliness was the place to go. So we're in a silly, well, I'll speak for myself. I am in a silly mood today. So deal with it. There you go. And with that in mind, Alex, how you doing? I mean, before the show, you were kind of hedging on a little bit, but I hope you're doing okay.
No, I'm not doing okay. They canceled my favorite show, and I'm still getting used to the news.
Oh, no.
Yes.
And what's your favorite show? Because I'm
Supernatural.
Sorry, they canceled Supernatural. I even know what that is.
Yes. Oh, my God. They said the next season, which is the 15th season, is going to be the last season.
Wow. 15 season run, though. That's pretty darn good.
That's what I'm saying. It's the longest running show on CW. It's also the longest running sci-fi show. And
wow.
I've been watching it half my life. So it's hard. It's hard. I can't let go.
Well, Alex is in mourning today, so we'll just have to.
I am in mourning.
Yes, she is. But that's okay. She's got a smile on her face, so she does very well when she's in mourning. That's a good thing. And Bill, how you doing? I mean, I see you got your pendulum in hand. So you're usually in a good mood when you got your pendulum in hand.
I'm always in a good mood when I got my pendulum in hand.
Very good. Well, we're actually going to continue a little bit with what we did last week. Because last week, Bill, you gave us an overview, more than an overview, you gave us like an in-depth demonstration of what it is that you do as an SRT professional.
Yeah.
And why don't you just give everybody a quick review of what SRT is again for those who might be tuning in for the first time.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Then where are we going with it today? Because it looks like you want to keep going with it.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, first of all, SRT stands for Spiritual Response Therapy. It was developed by Robert Detzler. He was a spiritual counselor out in the Seattle, Washington area. And the how it works is you use a pendulum. And you are dowsing information where you're connected to your high self, high spirit, and where you are researching your soul records from a series of charts that he developed. And we figure out what it is that is blocking you for a particular problem. It could be relationships. It could be money. It could be, you know, stuff that gets in the way of your deliberate creation. And we unblock it, and so that makes you aware to the point where we can start working on it and get to a better healing place. Last week we did what I would call a mini session with Alex, where we were tackling the issue of her insomnia, trying to figure out what it is that is not just the cause of it, the spiritual cause. What we're looking for is what is the program that we're running, the soul program that we're running. And what we came up with was that her insomnia was related to her creativity, that there's something budding inside of her, some growing, wonderful magnum opus that is being prevented from coming out because her mind is not rested and whatever. And so we cleared it. And Alex, how did it go?
Well, I did get some sleep, but that was due to divine intervention. So someone came to visit me and brought me something to help me sleep. So I don't know if that helped, but I did get a good 6-hour nap. So that was fantastic.
All right. But that was only once.
That was only once.
Okay.
But well, I did get more creative ideas, though.
There you go. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's now, was that the creative ideas before or after the sleep?
I'm going to say after because they just came up today. So I was like, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, yeah, that's where we're going.
Okay. Well, all right. This is excellent though. I'm really, really pleased because, like we were talking about last week, how the work is the majority of the work, 90% of the work in an SRT session is on the client. Mm-hmm. And all this does is it points out the SOL program. We clear the SOL program, but the client is perfectly capable of putting that program back on, be that because of negative self-talk or some other program that comes up. So in these particular cases, what we do is we look at the main program, which we cleared, and then we ask, mm-hmm. and you know, after a week has gone by and whatever, and we check in, see how they're doing, and if nothing has really changed, then we know, well, we need to peel away another layer of that onion. That the program, that yes, we may have hit a piece of the program, but now there's probably other programs that are feeding on to the main program. Mm-hmm. And so we go down deeper and deeper and deeper until we finally find the root. And then once we understand the root, then we can take control over our own thinking to be able to get over, to be able to start the healing process.
Right. Okay.
All right. So, and also you wanted to address some relationship issues as well. We can do that, but I think we will find that whatever it is that is, the program that is connected to the insomnia that is not, that we need to peel away.
Mm-hmm.
I would be willing to bet, now no guarantee of this because this is just me talking here, but I'd be willing to bet that the relationship issue and the insomnia issue are connected.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm very interested now.
Because again, our body, our minds and our mind-spirit connection does not operate in a vacuum. When we address one program, we're usually addressing other programs within the entire mind-body connection. So,
mm-hmm.
It's amazing that when I work with clients and I clear one thing, how many more things come up?
Mm-hmm. You know,
it's like you answer one question with 10 questions.
Yep.
Okay. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to check in, and unless there's anything else, that anything coming in through the stream or whatever, any questions from last week?
Nope. So far we're quiet. Jeffrey's okay. Saying hello. Kevin saying Navajo Nation, and that's really just about it. So yeah, why don't you go right ahead?
Navajo Nation.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what that's about, but okay.
That's okay.
We're in a silly mood today. Hey, it fits.
That's, you know? There you go. Well, there are shamans who do this work too. So.
True.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we got to come. We're checking in, making sure that
this
we
is
are.
Cool, by the way, because today we can see that you're what you're doing with the
yes, yes.
The camera angle. Yeah, that's good.
Yes, I changed. Yes, last week the camera, I was all off camera, but so I got my camera arranged on a big pile of books, and so we're.
those who are listening to the podcast recording and wanting to see what the video looks like, just go to our YouTube channel. You'll be able to see the video there once we post it. So,
mm-hmm. Okay, there we go. All right, I'm receiving my information from High Self. Where is Alex at this point? Also receiving from High Self, which is good. All right, are we at? All right, we're at maximum number of in our soul committee. Mine is 2. Alex's is also at 2. Excellent. All right. Where the preliminaries are done. And last week we spent about 15 minutes doing prep to work to making sure that Alex had her right committees connected, that we've We cleared mother-father energy and whatever, but since this is now a repeat session, we can go through the session, the prep to work a lot faster because now we've already taught her high self, okay, we're now doing work now. We're now doing SRT work now. Everybody get in line. You know the drill. Okay.
It's helpful when our spirit guides get in line. That makes it easy.
That's right.
Right?
Okay, so let's ask the question. Are we going to do insomnia or relationships? We wants to talk about insomnia. So let's talk about it. My son likes watching Rhett and Link, the Good Mythical Morning.
Ah, yes.
they always start a show that when they introduce a topic, I'm like, let's talk about that. So we're going to talk about it. Okay. 8B, other archetypes, pre-programmed before creation. There we go. Negative potential, positive potential. Negative potential. Let's take a look. All right, we got a self-punishment program going.
Oh, dear.
Lovely.
All right, is there anything else on this chart to go to? Nope. Next chart, show me. 21, that's final items, this one universe. 21, show me. Hidden programs. Issues, 9,999. There's some numerology thrown in. Don't ask.
Okay.
Numerology isn't my thing, but
yeah.
What's on the chart?
I thought you said I had 9,999 problems.
Yeah, Robert Desler was really into numbers.
I guess if we're letting spirit clear it up, I mean, we don't really care what the number is because they can handle any number.
That's right.
Facts.
Okay, we're going to chart 12, which is spirit energy programming.
Oh. Kevin clarified his comment about Navajo Nation. He put 204 next to it. That was, he was saying the time in Navajo Nation was 204. Thank you for clarifying.
Oh.
Loss of hearing God.
Interesting.
Is there another item? There is another item. Show me. Going way up. 30 or 31? 30. Chart 30. It's final light.
Bring that. Jeffrey is saying it's fun to see all the methods we use to heal ourselves and others. He says, I prefer tarot and shamanic journeys, but this is fun. Also seems more specific and thus complex.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
I do like it for that reason, that it is rather straightforward compared to some more esoteric practices. Mm-hmm. All right. Infinity stream. I'm not sure what that's all about. Okay, is there another chart to look at? No, that's it. Okay, so we are obviously running a program of self-punishment here that has to do with hidden programs and the loss of hearing God. And infinity stream, it usually relates to tapping into the flow of information in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it seems to be related to your creativity or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a self-punishment angle to it. There is that somehow, I mean, that loss of hearing God. Let's see. Loss of hearing God. Self-punishment. Hidden programs. Infinity. There's a part of you, a deep part of you, that doesn't want to hear what it, you know, doesn't want that creativity to come forth. Mm-hmm. That there's some lack of desire to see it come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Is it related to any past life stuff? No, I'm getting a no response on that. It has to do with present life stuff. Mm. I'm getting an affirmative on that. Is there anything on chart? No, there's nothing on chart 4 that'll help us with that. Is there a person that we need to be looking at?
Good question.
You want the one in the new charts. Okay, just hold on 1 second. I just got a new chart book. It's called Pendulum Charts, Volume 1 by Dale Olson. It was recommended to me by another practitioner, and it's indicating that I need to go to one of these other charts.
All okay.
Right. These charts are a little more, have more characters on it, and mm-hmm. it also tells you what you're telling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, which one am I going to? Who is involved, or what am I telling myself? Who is involved? First of all, who is involved? All right, we've got it says a cousin's involved.
Oh.
Does this make sense?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought it made no sense. So there we go. That didn't make, I was like, a cousin, what the heck?
I mean, I only have a few. No, I have two cousins.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also have uncles and aunts that are actual cousins, but like I call them okay. uncles and aunts because they're older than me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it could be anybody.
Okay. So there's actually, do we go to the one I'm telling? Okay, let's go to that one.
Oh no! Okay, I know who it is, and I know what's going on. Got it. Got it.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Cousin, and what I'm telling myself is, I'm not emotionally available.
Lies.
Okay.
I am very emotionally available. I'm too emotionally available.
But there's a connection here. Mm-hmm. Now,
am I not emotionally available to the cousin? Because that could be true.
Yes, that is true.
Okay, then that makes sense.
And it seems to be connected to this.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So.
Yep, that all makes sense.
Is there a past life connection with the cousin? Yes, there is a past life connection with the cousin. Show me the past life connection with the cousin. Past life, what was the cousin in a previous life? Past life, in the past life, the cousin was your wife.
Weird.
Well, I mean.
I know. Yeah, we come in all different forms and different times. So. Yeah.
All right. And the program you had some trauma with them.
Mm. So that life and this life. Okay.
And. It was established in the we already established this in the past life. Okay. Mm-hmm. Experienced trauma. Okay. Degree of severity.
The trauma, was it in the past life or this life?
The trauma was in a past life. Is it also okay. in the present life? No, it was in the, it was in the past life.
Yeah.
So,
I would say emotional trauma. I wouldn't say physical trauma.
Let me see. What was the trauma? It was physical. In the past life.
In the past life, right.
In the past life, it was physical trauma. How serious? Death. So who killed whom?
He killed me.
That was serious.
She killed me.
She killed you. Why? Teaching. Who was learning? Who was the teacher? Who was the Alex person? You were the teacher. They were teaching you something. Okay, so very interesting. So there was a lesson involved with the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
You were, because again, experience is learning.
Right.
The more traumatic, the more difficult the life, the more advanced the soul. I think Linda mentioned that too on her show with you last week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So because you had a past life with this cousin where they were your wife, where they killed you, you became emotionally unavailable for them in this life for fear of being hurt.
It's interesting how
that relates, though, to the self-punishment program that you're running now that is preventing you from sleeping.
Yeah.
That is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So do we need to do any more research with that? No, we don't. So let's clear that. So let's clear that. Oops. Sorry, my pendulum got away from me. These things can really fly.
Well, what does it mean when the pendulum goes flying off? Is there a meaning?
It means I'm wearing a Band-Aid on my finger.
I see. It's a technical issue. I gave
blood earlier today, so my middle finger's got a Band-Aid on it.
So if we clear this, does that mean I'm going to start speaking to this cousin again?
I don't know. Clear it. It is cleared. So you know which cousin we're talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly.
Do you want to elaborate at all or no?
I don't know what to say. He's not an actual cousin. He's a friend of his family's a friend, or friends with my family. So we were raised all together. And it's weird because we're intertwined because we are exactly 1 year, 1 month, and 1 day apart. So we literally grew up together. So we were, all three of us were best friends. And then later on in life, he did something, or he allowed someone else to do something to me to ruin a career path for me.
Okay. Interesting. So we
no longer speak because of it.
Did that career path involve any kind of creativity on your part?
I don't think so. I was going to be a police officer. So.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Is this the cousin we're talking about? This is the right. You got the right cousin.
I know.
Okay.
I know it.
Interesting.
I knew who he was.
There you go. Well, he was your wife.
That was so
rude. Okay. Well, that's clear.
We were definitely different people in past lives.
Yes. All right. So I'm going to ask a question real quick. What are the chances that Alex is going to get a decent night's sleep this week?
Ooh, Dan, good question.
You don't want to know do you want to know the answer? The answer came up like 8%.
Okay.
Chances are not good.
That sounds legit.
That sounds legit. All right.
I don't know, Alex. If I were you, I think I'd ask for my money back. I mean, come on. Get this credit 8%.
All right. Do we need to peel away this onion a little more? We do. But you noticed the difference between reading number one and reading number two, though.
Yeah, it's more intense and in depth.
It is more intense.
Yeah.
So let us dive a little deeper. Because apparently we haven't hit the root yet.
Right.
We hit a symptom, but we haven't hit the root yet.
Right.
Clearly, if it's only 8%, of course it's only a symptom. What else can I do?
All right. Chart 30. Okay, we're going on to
you
chart 30.
Trip over a chart and get 8%.
All right. Trip over.
Oh, that was a good one.
Show me. All right, we're going to soul fingerprints.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay. Next one. Show me. We're going to chart 11. Is soul energy programming. This is getting interesting.
Well, I'm an interesting case. That's what all my doctors tell me.
Oh, interesting.
That's what they say.
Cleanse the soul of evil.
What? Am I doing the cleansing or do I need the cleansing?
That's a good question. Cleanse the soul. Now, again, we have to understand that the guy who wrote this, you know, Robert was a very Christian.
Okay. All
so
right.
Everything had, I mean, it's like reading Neville. It's you got to take it in that context.
Yeah.
So is there a Densler recorder ring?
Actually, there are several.
Several. Okay. Well, good. I mean, decoder rings are helpful. That's the way I speak highly of them.
I am level consciousness programming. Rabbit hole. We can go down this rabbit hole forever. got programs coming up.
Oh, there's something really strange about evil in the soul and a rabbit hole. Like, wait a minute.
Right.
Those don't go together.
What is happening here? Maybe you need to recalibrate your pendulum or something. I mean.
No, we're trying to recalibrate the Alex. That's what we're trying to do.
which is a challenge. All right, show me. Well, there I am definitely seeing a theme. So we're now getting more hidden programs. It's still, there's hidden. There's so much hidden here. Every reading so far has been talking about things that are coming up, things that are hidden, things that are buried, whatever. All this stuff seems to be. So every reading seems to be heading in that direction. It's like your soul consciousness is constantly trying to hide something that is very, very scary. And that may be where the root is that there's something really scary, very deep. And, you know, I'm speaking for myself too. This was a problem that I had too. I had a very deep, deep program that was preventing me from doing this work. And clearing that program took not only numerous clearings, but it was, emotionally very draining experience.
Yeah. If it's what I think it is, I don't want to clear it.
You don't want to?
No.
Why not?
I'm scared of it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
But what's the alternative?
Ignorance is bliss, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, in this case, it's actually sleeplessness, but well.
Yeah. Because we already, we already determined.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here it is. We already determined that this is not going to be good for you in the long run. That this is eventually going to cause more health problems. So this is something that we definitely need to address if you want to not have health problems. Oh, we just lost your video.
Did we?
Oh.
Yes, I'm frozen.
All right.
She'll have to reboot her phone, I think.
Yeah, let me
Okay.
Up there she All is. Right.
Anything else that we need to look at here on this one? Yeah. Tell me. 22. Okay. Oh, she's back.
Yep. Can't keep a good girl down.
Yeah, that's right.
Can't.
Tell me. That one, past lives at the IM level.
The instant messaging level?
At the IM level. At the IM. I am that I am.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that I am. Okay.
I was like, they had that back then? Okay.
All right. Is there anything more on this one? Okay. Very interesting. Boy, this is getting cool. So we got some soul fingerprints going on. And so a soul fingerprint is something that is unique to your soul. Okay, and it could
so
also point to
past lives.
Yeah, and it, but it could also be the influence of other souls that are putting fingerprints on your soul going forward too. But it all comes down to the context. Cleanse the soul of evil, programs coming up, hidden programs, willingness to change came up, and past lives at the I am level. So, what this is saying here is that there is something very deep and dark in your past lives. Something really, really, or something really bad, or something you perceive as being really, really bad. That maybe a misuse of power, misuse of creative energy. Some souls have the ability, are stronger deliberate creators than others. Our mythology is replete with these kinds of entities and the damage that they can do. For example, the Greek mythology talks about the god Kronos and how his often like to engage in raping mortals or demigods and then siring, you know, other creatures. The myth of the centaur is one of those where he rapes a nymph while disguising himself as a horse. And thus the centaur was born from that.
Yeah.
And what that causes is psychic wounds. Now, are we talking about psychic wounds here? Yeah, we are talking about psychic wounds.
I knew it.
Psychic wounds are wounds that are inflicted on somebody that permeates multiple lives because it transcends space-time. And so it repeats itself lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. But the good news is if you clear it, and you're able to heal those psychic wounds, you not only heal this life, but you also heal all the other lifetimes at the same time.
Okay.
But it says the key here is a willingness to change, a willingness to understand that, a willingness to see what this ugly thing happens to be. Now, I don't want to go into too much. On a public forum like this, I don't know how much deeper I want to go here, because it might be something really bad. Okay. All right.
Let's find out.
Okay.
Well, I have a question for you, Bill. My question is it necessary? How necessary is it to know all the details of the thing in order to clear it?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Again, it comes down to what the spirit is willing to reveal. For myself, I needed to actually see it in order for to clear it. And I had to go through a shamanic journey in order to do that. What they call a soul retrieval.
Right.
Where in a soul retrieval, what happens is the shaman goes into, the spirit realm where your soul resides, and finds those things which wounded you, and heals those by showing you a movie of what happened. And okay. Then you have a choice at that point. Your choice is allow it to heal or don't allow it to heal. I mean, because you still have a choice. But the thing is, when you're doing a soul retrieval, once you've made that choice, it's very, very difficult to go back on that choice, because it's a very, very intense experience. So I'm suspecting here that we're moving into that kind of territory. So what we're going to do right now is I'm going to clear this. But the important thing for you to meditate on, Alex, is to try and decide what it is that you're willing to change about your life right now in order to live a better life, in order to let that creativity flow, because that creativity is absolutely brilliant, beautiful, primo. I mean, something that is like magnum opus, we're going to be reading about Alex King forever type of creativity. Okay. It's also very, that level of creativity can also be very scary.
Right.
On a personal level, because, you know, it's, do I want to either draw that much attention to myself? Is my creation going to somehow turn on me somehow? I mean, a great example of somebody's creativity who had turned on him was Stephen King. You know, we're talking about a enormously creative person who then had to deal with bouts of alcoholism and drug abuse, and it was like his creativity, the nightmarish creativity that he created, turned on him. And he describes this in great detail in his book on writing. And also the book The Dark Half also goes into a great deal. I happen to be a Stephen King fan, so I know a lot about his work. So again, The Dark Half also goes into how his creation turns on him. But after his near-death experience, when back in the early 2000s, he was hit by a truck while going on a walk. Be careful on those nature walks. So after that near-death experience, he let go. He saw what the world was offering him, as basically a second chance. Because he was going to give up writing at that point. As soon as he was finished writing the Dark Tower series, he was like, I'm done, I'm never going to write again. But then after that near-death experience, he was like, okay, maybe I should be writing more. And he's still writing. He still comes out with a new book every year, at least one new book every year, usually two.
Yeah.
Okay. So in your particular case, I would be very concerned about what is it I'm hiding from? Is this dangerous to me, or is this all in my mind? What did I do in a past life with this information, this creativity that hurt others? And so that's something to think about. And so we're going to clear it. So that way we can open up the doorway to your subconscious and your dreams for you to maybe find the answer. And if not find the answer, open up the gates for that creativity to flow.
Okay. All right.
I'm still waiting on the pendulum here. There we go. when I was talking to you, I was allowing the clearing to happen. Mm-hmm. And so what I was describing to you was my interpretation of what spirit was telling me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Questions?
No.
No?
It all makes sense.
And is it? Good.
Yeah.
Good. Any questions on the stream?
Just some random comments. Kevin was saying great after her buddy came through, and then you look happy, Alex. And then a whole bunch of emojis. I'm not sure what they all add up to.
Emojis.
Thank you,
Kevin.
I was never
good at speaking emojis. You'll have to repeat to yourself, Alex. Emojis. I'm not sure what he's actually saying.
Okay.
I'll look at it later. I speak fluent emojis.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right. Do we want to talk relationship? Because that might be another rabbit hole. I don't know.
Woo, woo. Let's do it.
All right.
You remind me of Matt Damon in his movie with Ben Affleck, the first movie that they did, Good Will Hunting, where he says, let the healing begin.
I was just talking about that with somebody else this morning. That's so funny.
Okay. Can we talk about that? Yes, we can talk about that. Show me. All right. Learning is fun came up.
Max.
All right. I have no idea where this one's going, so let's find out. Show me. We've got two levels of learning, physical and spiritual.
Mm. Is there a third? I mean, you got physical, you got spiritual. What am I missing?
Now, there's two levels of learning, physical and spiritual.
But I mean, what third possibility is there? That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know. I'm just reading the chart.
I mean, doesn't that pretty much cover everything?
It does.
Right?
Two levels of learning, physical and spiritual. But again, it's related to Alex's relationship issues. So there is a spiritual and physical aspect to her relationship issues, is what it's saying.
Okay. I will say one thing, Alex. You're thorough. I mean, whatever these things are that you've got buried, you're thorough.
Yes. But what's interesting is that it, for everybody I meet and every client I meet, it can get very thorough. The layers go deep and deep and deep. And again, we're being kind of brief here. Because, you know, for the benefit of the show and whatever, but sessions can go 2-3 hours sometimes because we just go rabbit hole, rabbit hole, rabbit hole, rabbit hole. And
right.
Especially when the healing is starting to take place and you get those emotional releases and whatever. And mm-hmm. Some people are just like, you know, give me more.
Yeah.
So we got some higher level blocks on that one. I'm trying to be cognizant of the time here too. Show maybe.
Oh, I'll let you know if we run into problems.
Okay. All right. Programs and subconscious. Okay. Interesting. Show me. All right. Themes or soul qualities. Themes and challenges. Show me. Oh, that didn't, that went somewhere I didn't expect it to go. Okay. Qualities. Actually, no, that was themes and challenges. Theme. And that's control and power.
Mm.
All right. So we've got subconscious programs, two levels of learning, physical and spiritual, and control and power. Anything more? Show me. Oh, we're back. I'm sorry. Themes or soul qualities? More themes. Show me. Okay. Sex. Well, yeah.
That's getting good.
Well, yeah.
Duh.
Show me. All right, final forgiveness. All right. All right, show me. Ooh.
This is like being right in a doctor's office, and the doctor's going, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Right. Interesting.
Release anger at all levels came up. Release anger at all levels.
At all levels.
All right. Is there anything more? All right. So, again, we're only on the surface here. Now, percentages. What is the relationship between the insomnia and Alex's relationships? Only 50%. So there is a connection, but it isn't like the whole connection.
Okay.
It's not like one necessarily is 100% connected to the other.
Right, right.
So you've got spiritual and physical learning going on.
Mm-hmm.
You've got programs in your subconscious.
That's
centered around themes of control and power and sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's in order to create that final forgiveness, that the ability to heal, it's saying release anger at all levels. So what this is saying here is that part of the issue is that, your ability to foster a loving relationship with anybody at this point,
mm-hmm,
is about shedding the anger around control issues,
mm-hmm,
and the meeting of physical needs. And these are located in the subconscious, in your subconscious mind. These are subconscious records going on in your mind.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on the surface level anyway.
Okay.
Bill, I got a question from Jeffrey. Jeffrey's asking, is energetic learning and spiritual learning the same thing?
No. Energetic learning is more of understanding the flow of energy and, vibrational energy, understanding what it means to be of a higher vibration versus a lower vibration, whereas spiritual learning is informing the spirit of programs and dramas and whatever that we're going through in life that were usually pre-programmed before we incarnated, when the soul decided to become incarnated, to experience the contrast. So by experiencing the contrast, it informs the spirits. And so there, that's where spiritual learning is taking place, by through experience of the contrast. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
Okay.
I think it probably flies unless Jeffrey asks another question. So we'll assume for the moment.
It flies. It flies. Okay, good, good, good. All right. So, so I guess what, Alex, could you talk about your latest relationship and how it relates to what we just discovered here?
Okay, so I just met a guy, and he came over last Friday, and we had a great time. I don't know how it relates. I still haven't figured that part out yet.
All right, so let's take a look at the recent ex relationship.
Okay.
That's probably going to be more informative.
Let me see. I don't know, because I don't really have any anger towards that, so I don't know about releasing the anger on all levels.
Okay. Were there control issues?
Yes.
Did that control issues on whose side, yours or his?
Both. We were butting heads because we're too similar. Yeah.
Too similar. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now, would you say that so the decision to end a relationship is a pretty severe one? I mean, that's basically you're fired.
Yeah.
I mean, even in a relationship that is relatively brief, where you feel, you know, maybe because you don't feel like you don't have a whole lot of skin in the game yet.
Yeah.
It's still a major decision. It's saying that, okay, you were interesting to me, but now you're not interesting to me to the point where this is being terminated now.
Right.
You are terminated.
Yes.
And so there's usually very strong emotions attached to that termination.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say, wouldn't you agree that there are strong emotions attached to a termination?
Usually, yes. Not in this last situation. I was like,
so who is the terminator, you or him?
He was.
He was the terminator. Okay. And how did that make you feel?
I was confused, because I was like, I'm amazing. I don't know what his problem is.
Okay. So you were hurt. So it hurt for that to happen, right?
I don't know if I felt hurt, though. I was just like, boy, bye. I was, whatever.
Right. Okay. So, all right. Again, I know I'm getting personal here.
No, it's fine.
What is the longest relationship you've ever had?
2 years.
2 years. Okay. Yeah. And who broke that off? You or him?
I have never broken up with anyone in my life.
Okay. So he broke up with you.
Yep.
Okay. In that relationship, were there control issues?
No.
So why did he break up with you?
I don't even remember. It was that long ago.
Okay.
I think there was another chick, if I remember correctly.
Okay, so he was a player.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So what are... Okay, so... Then I guess the next natural question is, what are you attracting? Are you attracting players, or are you attracting people looking for meaningful relationships?
Okay, so initially they're looking for meaningful relationships, and then... And I mean, not all of them have cheated, so I so I can't say they were all players. I can't say
okay.
That.
All right.
I don't know.
So you are never the breakee You're never the breaker. You're always the breakee.
Right.
Okay. So do you know what it is that they find fault in? Why they, you know, do they explain to you why they're breaking up with you?
One didn't want to grow up. One didn't explain, and still we're friends to this day, and he still won't explain.
Okay.
And I don't remember. And then the other ones just disappeared, like they just ghosted. So right. I don't know.
All right. So would you say, going back to this other reading that we had, would you say that in those relationships were either party emotionally available to the other?
I know I was.
Okay, you were, but they were.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's an issue. But that's a recurring, yeah, that's yeah. a theme.
Yeah.
It's a theme. It is. So we're finding something here.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
They all share in the beginning. We have how many minutes left?
About 2 minutes left.
Okay. So, all right. We'll come back to this. Because I feel like...
Stick a pin in it.
Yeah. I feel like we're just scratching the surface here.
Okay.
But I'm going to clear what we got here. And Walt, you can say what you need to say while I do the clearing here.
All right. Well, then what I'll say is, will Alex find out why it is that the men keep ghosting her? Will she discover the true meaning of the evil spirit that's haunting her from within? Tune in next Tuesday here on LOA Today.
Did I do that okay?
That was fantastic.
Not what I had in mind, but okay.
Well, then how about this? If you're not yet a subscriber to LOA Today, please become one, because look what kind of programming you get. This is great. It's different every single episode, and it's really easy to do. Just go to the homepage of our website, loatoday.net, and it will show you your icon for your particular device right at the top of the page. Just click it and walk through it, and it will subscribe you, and all of those episodes will come streaming right to your smartphone as they get published. And then, of course, as you listen and you're enjoying what you're hearing, share it on social media. Tell other people about it, because that's how we get the word spread around. And that's our double-edged promo that we like to do, and I'm trying to do every single show now because I've forgotten to do it for a while. But no longer, I'm now committed to doing it every single show. So. With that in mind, we have everybody on tenterhooks. This is good. We're going to bring them all back next week to find out what happens. So, you know,
bum,
you gotta
tune bum,
in next week. Yeah, we have to come up with theme music. Alex, do you have your own theme music? We need theme music for you.
I should have my own theme music.
There you go.
You really should, yeah.
Yeah.
Something with a haunted evil spirit and the soul theme to it, you know.
When I was a stand-up comedian, I had my own theme song.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
let's revisit that.
But we got to be careful of licensing.
definitely licensing, because it's definitely a Will Smith song, so I don't think we can afford it.
Oh, yeah. That's tough. that is a problem. Yeah. Okay. We'll reconsider that one at a future time, but we will definitely get your own theme music at some point. So with that thought in mind, what was that, Alex?
I said, I'll talk to Will Smith, see what he says about it.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. Let us know. In the meantime, thank you, Bill, for giving us this demonstration. I think we're all going to be checking back to find out what happened next week, because this is cool stuff. So thank you for showing us how all this works. Thank you, Alex, for being our subject, for being willing to you do it very, very well. Thank you to our live stream listeners and to our podcast listeners as well. And we will see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.